This is 5 Minute Friday, a time to help you focus on positivity, intentionality, thoughtfulness, and growth. And now, Dr. Glenn Krieger.
Hey there, everybody. It's Dr. Glenn Krieger with another episode of 5 Minute Friday. Now, before I jump into the meat of today's message, I want to remind you the Orthopreneur Summit is coming up. The entire room block is sold out. We've sold out over 1,500 room nights. The room block is done, but there's a glitch in the system that's still allowing people to register. I don't know how long it will last, but you have to register. Go on to the Orthopreneur's Facebook site, and you'll see the post about that. But you don't want to miss this meeting. We're going to have about 1,000 people there. It's going to be killer. Some of the surprises we have are remarkable. The lectures are great. The material is going to make your practice get that much better. Don't miss this meeting. You know you want to go. Don't wait to register because we will sell out just like the room block. And then I won't be able to let you get there, even though I want to see you there. So please go to opsummit2020.com. That's opsummit2020.com. And I hope to see you there. Now, if you've been following me on social media at all over the last couple of days, you'd notice that my dad just got a kidney transplant today. And it's amazing. I'm here in New York with him and my family. And obviously, among all the other things that are out there, it's just great to see my dad healthier and living longer. But there is one more thing that's really, really nice about this. And whenever you're in a hospital or a situation where there's significant surgery, it really makes you just appreciate the relationship you have with others that much more. And although I love my dad, you know, being around him the last couple of days has just allowed me to focus on that love a little bit more. Now, I have three affirmations I say every morning, and the other two don't matter right now. We'll get to them at a later date. But one of them is to try to reach out and make a meaningful connection with somebody who I wouldn't have otherwise had a connection every day. And that means maybe it's a friend of mine who I've lost contact with 20 years ago, but really meant something to me in my life. Maybe it's somebody out there on social media who just inspires me, and I just want to say hi and wish them well and thank them for all they do with no strings attached. In either case, it's really, really nice to try to do that every day, because it's amazing when you put positivity out into the universe, how much more is going to come back to you. And without a doubt, every time I send an email or a Facebook message or an Instagram message to somebody who I haven't chatted with maybe in 20 or 30 years, or somebody who I really want to develop a connection with, you know, I always feel so good when I hit send or when I send that message over, because I know that I'm just opening myself up to somebody who could reject me or say, hey, man, you know, I haven't seen you in 20 years. Why do I care? And again, it increases your vulnerability. And when you send out some love and you make yourself more vulnerable with no strings attached, it's amazing what it does for your soul. And so I'm going to challenge each and every one of you out there, as I do every time, to do something special. As soon as you're done listening to this, or at the first opportunity you have, I just want you to simply go on Facebook or look through your old Rolodex or, you know, go through your phone book on your phone. But find somebody who maybe you lost touch with, who you really, really feel like you should get back in touch with, and just drop them a note and let them know that, you know, you take the blame if such a thing exists for the relationship, and that, you know, you're sorry for not having reached out sooner, but you're there now and you'd love to get back together and chat, and you'll be amazed at how wonderful it feels and how much better it feels when they actually respond and tell you they can't wait to chat with you. So with that, I'm going to wish you an amazing Friday, an amazing weekend. I hope you develop a very special connection with somebody in your life. Try to do that every single day with just a little quick text or an email or a Facebook message, and watch what happens over the next week, month, year. The number of people around you that you will care about and that you'll have as part of your support network will grow, and that can only be a good thing. So wishing you an awesome Friday and weekend, and as always, looking forward to helping you in any way I can, and hope to see you at the Orthopreneur Summit. Take care.